A starburst of incandescent blue light expands and dissipates against a black background. BBC Films. Telefilm Canada. A cinema audience with a projector image beamed over their heads. Irish Film Board. Sodec, Quebec. Three bright orbs of light. BFI. Film Forever. BBC Films, Telefilm Canada, the Irish Film Board, SODEC, and BFI present. A single streetlight glows in a residential road at night. A young woman opens her front door and steps out into the darkness. She walks purposefully along the street. The Wild Gaze Films, Finola Dwyer, Parallel Films and Item 7 co-production. Now, the young woman, Eilish, is in church next to two other women. She fails to stifle a yawn, and the older woman glares at her. Brooklyn. Eilish and the two women are waiting to enter a general store.
Miss Kelly, might I talk to you later?
But what you're going to say will cause trouble for me in some way or another.
Later, bread, cheese and meat is laid out, and Eilish hands a man a cigarette.
9 o'clock mass is over, girls.
Now, the shop is heaving.
Now.
Thank you.
One moment, please.
Miss Kelly notices a smartly dressed woman enter the shop.
Mrs. Brady, what would you like this morning?
Half a dozen rashers, please.
Of course. Eilish will get that for you now.
I was next.
And you still are. Yes?
I need some shoe polish.
Shoe polish? That's not really a Sunday item now, is it? These people need things for their dinner or their tea. Why couldn't you have remembered yesterday? Because it looks like you needed it yesterday.
I'm sorry.
Later, Eilish and the other woman are clearing up. She turns anxiously to Miss Kelly.
Miss Kelly.
I hadn't forgotten. Spit it out, whatever it is.
I'm away to America.
Whose idea was that?
Father Flood in New York arranged it. Rose used to play golf with him. He sponsored me. He found me a job and got me a visa.
Well, we won't be needing you back here.
I could work every Sunday till I go.
No, thank you. Your poor sister.
My sister?
Oh, mothers are always being left behind in this country. But Rose, that's the end for her now, isn't it? She'll be looking after your mother for the rest of her life.
She frowns tearfully as Miss Kelly walks off. Later at home, she's eating a meal with her mother and sister.
I wish I'd written to Father Flood about you, Rose.
Me? I have a job. You had a couple of hours on a Sunday working for Nettles Kelly.
You shouldn't call her that.
I think it's quite a kind name, considering she's actually a terrible old witch.
Well, I don't want to talk about her anymore.
Good.
They say it's hotter there in the summer and colder in the winter. What in heaven's name will she do about clothes?
She'll buy them, Mother.
She doesn't want to be wasting her money on clothes.
She won't have much choice. She'll be there for...
Rose pauses, then turns and exchanges a look with Eilish. Eilish is waiting in the evening street.
You look beautiful, Nancy.
Thank you.
You look so beautiful, it makes me despair of this place.
Why?
Well, you're the prettiest girl in County Wexford. You should be able to choose any man you want. And we're hoping that George Sheridan from the rugby club looks your way.
Do you think he might?
Of course he will. I know you like him, Nancy, but he's not Gary Cooper, is he? And those boys with their hair oil and their blazers.
He has beautiful eyes.
And he's going to come into a beautiful shop in the Market Square.
Why didn't you wear your blue dress?
Are you asking why I didn't make more of an effort? I suppose because I'm going away.
They scamper across a road and join a queue. Now at a dance, they sip drinks through straws. Nancy looks up when she spots a group of lads in blazers saunter in. She shyly looks away and Ailish smiles at her. Later, a tall, gangly young man glances at the girls as he smokes. Nancy stands nervously with her back to him.
He's looked over here twice already.
He hasn't.
He's walking over here now.
He's not.
Why would I keep lying to you about what George Sheridan's doing?
Would you like to dance?
Nancy smiles excitedly at Ailish as she is led away. Ailish stands smiling and watching the pair as they dance. She looks around and takes a deep breath, her smile now gone. She stares thoughtfully for a while, then suddenly sighs and moves away. Nancy beams at George as they dance and chat. Now with her coat on, Ailish glances at them before leaving. At home, Rose watches as she packs a sparse case.
Is that really everything you want? Oh, Ailish. I should have looked after you better.
You've bought most of the clothes in this case. It's one of the reasons I'm gone, because I can't buy my own.
If it was just that, I'd spend every penny I had on you. Gladly. But I can't buy you a future. I can't buy you the kind of life you need.
I know. But you'll come see me there one day.
Yes.
And you'll look after yourself.
You don't have to worry about me.
And I'll come home to visit, won't I? Because I couldn't bear it if...
You haven't packed your shoes yet. They'll take up a bit of room.
Rose tearfully forces a smile as the shoes go into the case.
There.
Daytime, and Rose and her mother stand on a sunny dockside amongst a crowd of others, looking up at people on board a ship. Wearing a red beret and a deep green coat, Ailish stares down at them from the deck. Frowning, her mother looks around at the others, then abruptly turns and walks away. Rose tries to grab her arm and glances back to Ailish, who blows her a kiss. Rose blows her a kiss and lingers for a moment before heading after their mother. Clutching the rail on the deck, with her shoulder-length hair flowing in the breeze, Ailish's eyes sweep over the tearful people standing on the dockside. Some wave hankies, while others wipe tears from their cheeks. Inside, Ailish drags her case down some steps and into a metal-walled corridor. She pauses as a young man walks past. Now she's striding along another corridor. Ailish studies a list of cabin numbers on a wall. Then she opens a sliding door where she spots a set of bunk beds. She looks around, then opens another door and finds a shower and a toilet. Opening yet another door, she finds it's for an adjoining cabin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The two women glare at her as she closes the door. Later, Ailish is lying on the bottom bunk as a glamorous-looking blonde woman enters the cabin.
Off! Number one, bottom bunk, that's mine. You're on the top.
The woman sits down as Ailish immediately climbs onto the top bed.
This is hell. Never again.
Never again to America?
The mistake was coming home from America in the first place. I'd do anything to get out of this horrible cabin. Let's go for a smoke.
I don't.
Suit yourself.
I'll see you later.
Unless I find a nice man or first to smoke with.
She smiles cheekily at Eilish as she goes. Now, Eilish is sitting by herself in the dining room, eating a watery meat and vegetable stew. She spits something out into a hanky as a waiter comes in.
It's good to see that not everybody's put off their dinner by the weather forecast. It's supposed to be a rough one tonight, so none of the other passengers are eating. A few spoonfuls of soup, maybe, but not the mutton stew.
He raises his eyebrows as he takes her dish. Later, she's in her nightgown at the door to the shared toilet.
Please unlock it!
She covers her mouth and looks around. Then, she's struggling along a corridor, holding onto rails to stay upright. Spotting a fire bucket, she puts it on the floor and kneels as if to vomit, but suddenly turns and lifts her nightdress and sits on it. She struggles back to her shared bathroom with the bucket. Eilish turns back to the bucket. Later, Eilish is asleep and the blonde woman tenderly checks her forehead.
I'm sorry about the smell and the bucket.
Don't worry. The whole boat stinks, even first class. I've just been thrown out of there, by the way.
The bathroom door was locked all night.
Oh, those bastards.
With a smile at Eilish, she opens a manicure set, takes out a nail file and picks the lock. Drawing back the door, she sees the other one is open. Grabbing a large case, she quietly closes the adjoining sliding door, locks it and wedges her case behind it, grinning.
There, won't be very comfortable, but at least it's ours.
Open the door.
Fuck off!
Open the door.
Do you hear me? Fuck off!
You
if you'd been nice last night, we would have played fair.
Yes.
Now you've got no toilet. You bastards! Go on, you can use it. I'm going to get us some water. That's all you're allowed.
A sunny, calm day.
You're going to live in America?
Yes.
Your papers and everything?
Yes. And a job.
How'd you manage to arrange all that?
I didn't. Someone did it for me. A priest, my sister knows.
And how do you feel about it?
How long do letters from Ireland take to arrive? My sister Rose said she'd write straight away.
They take a long time at first. And then no time at all. You family in America? Friends?
No.
You'll meet people easily enough. Where are you going to live?
Brooklyn.
How'd you know that?
Lucky guess. Try to remember that sometimes it's nice to talk to people who don't know your auntie.
That's what it's like?
That's what it's like.
She looks out to sea.
I haven't been sick for hours. Nice, isn't it? I'm very hungry. That's why I haven't been sick for hours. We'll eat tomorrow. Or the day after.
In the dining room, Eilish looks pale.
Oh dear. You're gonna have to do something with you. They'll put you in quarantine or something if you try and enter the country looking like that.
Nothing fancy. You mustn't look like a tart.
Oh, well.
Looking like a tart isn't going to be a problem. This doesn't look too bad.
My sister gave me that.
Wear it with this and this.
At immigration.
Have the bags ready for inspection?
Don't look too innocent, though. I'll put some rouge and mascara on you. Perhaps a little eyeliner.
A now polished-looking Eilish glances round at the New York City skyline on a sunny day.
Step out of the line, please. Thank you. Next, please. Thank you.
Step over this way, please. Get out of the line. Next. Passport, please.
Stand up straight.
Yes.
Polish your shoes.
Next,
and don't cough, whatever you do.
Over this way.
Don't be rude or pushy. Don't look too nervous.
Step this way.
think like an American. You have to know where you're going.
Welcome to the United States, man. Through the blue door, please. Next, please.
A Stars and Stripes flag hangs over the blue door. In slow motion, Eilish steps out and into the bright daylight beyond. She hesitates and looks around before striding away. Now she's trudging along a pathway alongside tall townhouses. She looks up at one and slowly climbs the steep stone steps to the front door and puts down her case. Now, Eilish is sitting at a dinner table with a number of other women.
Bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts which we are about to receive from thy bounty through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
They cross themselves.
So you had a letter today, Diana. Any news?
Mr. De Valera's had another operation on his eyes, she says. He's been in Holland.
I don't want news I can read in a newspaper.
Anyway, we would describe Mr. De Valera as politics. Would we not, Mrs. Keogh? And we do not like politics at the dinner table.
We don't.
It's not politics to talk about eye operations.
What is if the eyes belong to a politician? And I don't like to talk about hospitals very much either. Patty, do you have any luck with that cold cream?
No, Mrs. Keogh. I asked Miss Tyler in cosmetics and I showed her the advertisement.
I don't have to travel all the way into Manhattan just for a jar of cold cream. Maybe you could have a look in Bartocci's for me, Eilish.
Yes, Mrs. Keogh. Oh, Bartocci's is bound to have it.
She doesn't know that for sure, Mrs. Keogh. She's only saying that Bartocci's is a better store than Webster's to get at Patty.
They're both very good and you girls are very lucky to be working there. Eilish, from the look of you, you have greasy skin. Is that right? What do you do about that?
Just, well, I wash it, Mrs. Keogh, with soap.
There's nothing wrong with soap.
Soap was good enough for our Lord, I expect.
Oh, and which brand did he use, Miss McAdam? Does the Bible tell you that?
And our Lord was a man anyway. He didn't care about greasy skin.
Ladies, no more talk about our Lord's complexion at dinner, please. The girls will help you find something suitable, Eilish, won't you, girls?
Mm-hmm.
Eilish forces a smile. Another day. Eilish is with a crowd of people crossing a busy road. She looks up at the tall buildings around her. She steps through the grand entrance of Bartocci's. Then she clocks in. She's in the staff room getting ready when another young woman walks in.
Hi. Good morning.
Did you go out last night?
Out. The opposite of in. No.
Well, I saw a movie with my boyfriend. What did you see, Dorothy? I saw The Quiet Man, Eilish. They filmed it in Ireland. Oh, I'm from Ireland. I know you are. And that's why I thought you might be interested.
Thank you.
Dorothy watches as Eilish walks off. Later, Eilish is serving a customer, putting money in a canister and inserting it into a pneumatic cash tube.
Shouldn't be a moment.
The middle-aged customer waits, and Eilish stands awkwardly, then glances up at a smartly dressed woman watching from a balcony. She gestures to Eilish to smile and talk.
Is it still hot out there? I haven't been outside since this morning, but I can tell that it might be very. It just looks it.
It's warm, yes.
Eilish takes the change from the cash canister. Then the red-lipsticked Miss Fortini approaches her.
Thanks very much.
Remember, if people like it here, they'll come back. So you treat every customer as if she's a new friend.
I'll try.
It's not a matter of trying, it's what you have to do. Do you try to wear panties every day?
No. I mean, I don't try, I just put them on.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Good.
Later, Eilish is eating alone in a diner.
Another side of toast, please. Slice up the popcorn. They want it sliced down the middle.
She looks around.
Sorry, could I have the bill, please?
The waiter saunters over with his notepad.
I hope that when I go through the pearly gates, the first sound I hear is you asking me for the check and that lovely Irish brogue.
He smiles, but she looks anxious. Outside, she stops by the door and takes a deep breath. Then, as a yellow taxi passes, she puts up her umbrella. Nighttime, and Ailish is lying awake in bed with the covers thrown off. She stares up at the ceiling and then over to the black and white family photos on the chest of drawers. She looks at them for a while. At home in Ireland, her sister Rose walks along the street and then checks her watch. Another day, and Ailish is waiting to cross the busy road with the same crowd of people. In her boarding house...
They told you a date for the nylon sale yet, Ailish. Never had a Bartocci's girl living here. Might get some inside information.
I haven't been told anything.
Oh. I bet you wouldn't let on if you had.
She's that sort. More loyal to her bosses than to her friends.
Like a red spy.
Oh, dear God.
I'll thank you to keep his name out of a conversation about nylons. Might be everywhere, but he's certainly not in Bartocci's on sale day.
Sorry, Mrs. Keogh.
I was glad to see you finally got some letters from home today, Ailish.
Did I? I forgot to check.
They'll still be there after dinner.
Oh, sorry.
Later, Ailish hurries into her room with the letters, sits on her bed and rips open an envelope.
Dear Ailish, it's hard for me to believe that you're reading this in America, thousands of miles across the sea. The big news here is that since you left, Mammy has stopped shopping at Nettles Kelly's. As you know, her bread wasn't always fresh, and she overcharged for everything. And she's awful.
I haven't told her to her face. There's no need. She knows that she overcharges and her bread's not fresh.
We talk about you every evening, of course. We want to know everything. I'm sure you're busy. But even if your letters were 200 pages, they wouldn't be long enough for your mother.
Ailish clutches the letter to her chest.
Take care of yourself. Love.
Daytime on Bartocci's shop floor. Miss Fortini watches as a tearful Ailish packs a customer's bag. She walks up to her with a concerned expression.
Is it your time of the month? So what is it?
Ailish shrugs.
Take some time off now. Go and sit in the staff room.
Later, Ailish is in the staff room nursing a glass of water when Miss Fortini shows in a priest.
I'm so sorry, Ailish.
This is all my fault.
I was led to believe that you didn't need looking after. Franco Bertocci says you're doing great here. Marchio says you're the nicest lodger she's ever had. What?
Marchio.
Don't ever call her that to her face. I'd forgotten just how bad it feels to be away from home. I've enrolled you in a night class for bookkeeping at Brooklyn College. It'll be three nights a week, and I paid you tuition for the first semester.
Why?
Why? Not thank you.
Sorry, thank you. But why?
Well, I was amazed that someone as clever as you couldn't find proper work at home. I've been here too long. I forget what it's like in Ireland. So when your sister wrote to me about you, I said the church would try to help. Anyway, we need Irish girls in Brooklyn.
I wish that I could stop feeling that I want to be an Irish girl in Ireland.
All I can say is that it will pass. Homesickness is like most sicknesses. It'll make you feel wretched, and it'll move on to somebody else.
Now, Taylor versus Standard Gas Company is one of the most important corporate cases decided in the Supreme Court in the last 20 years. This was the case responsible for the Deep Rock Doctrine, so it's maybe the biggest milestone in parent subsidiary law. In public...
Ailish is the only woman in the class of men. She makes notes as she listens attentively. In the corridor during a break...
Did you understand any of that? I mean, a single word?
He's not even reading from a book. He just knows all this.
Well, let's hope the next hour is easier, huh?
She nods with a smile, then picks up her bag and heads back into the classroom. In the boarding house at dinner time.
One of the things that ruins Christmas in America is the turkey. It all tastes of sawdust.
So that's one cheese sandwich for Miss McAdam and extra turkey for everyone else. Ladies, please. Eilish, Father Flood told me about your Christmas plans.
Oh, you're not serving lunch to the old fellas who've nowhere to go, are you? He asks us every year, we always say no.
Eilish, you're a saint. They smell awful.
Sheila knows how they smell because that's where she goes husband hunting.
It's a marvellous thing you're doing, Eilish. A Christian thing. I wish there were more like you.
A cluster of old men.
How many are we expecting?
We had 100 last year, maybe more of this.
They all Irish?
All Irish.
Why don't they go home?
This is nothing there for a clever young girl such as yourself. There's going to be even less men like these. Some of them have been here 50 years. They've lost touch with everyone.
Happy Christmas.
Lovely.
How are you?
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
These are the men who built the tunnels, the bridges, the highways. God alone knows what they live on now.
Wearing a paper party hat, Eilish watches the dozens of men troop in. Later, drink flows and the women smile as they collect the plates. Father Flood chats to the men and then stands at the front and whistles.
I don't want to interrupt proceedings, but I'm sure you'd all like to show your appreciation to all the ladies here for their hard day's work. And by way of a thank you, we have a great singer in the room with us today. Frankie.
Eilish claps politely as the man stands.
The castle Kalinda Sarong Wiggins the Draw Erluib Nakilis Glishit Wood of Yogri the Law Shin Ragged Oak Shin Oom Gakuna Ghost Law.
Tears begin to well in Eilish's eyes as she watches. Men stare thoughtfully with wet eyes as they listen. Eilish breathes deeply as she tries not to cry.
Mahavian Tolum Skornum Gahol.
The people clap and festivities resume. Father Flood checks on Eilish, who wipes away a tear, and then serves food to the old men. At the end, most men have left, apart from a few who are slumped asleep at the tables. In slow motion, Eilish steps out into the falling snow at night. She stares ahead as she passes a man sitting in a doorway. Eilish returns to the boarding house and takes off her headscarf.
Would you like to come into the front room for a glass of something? You've earned it.
You survived.
Wasn't so bad. Happy Christmas.
Cheers.
They sip their sherry.
Now, Miss McAdam is leaving us. She's going to live with her sister in Manhattan. She has the best room in the house, the basement. And it has its own entrance. Now, I can only let a certain kind of girl stay there. Oh, and I'm not talking about looks here. Although I will admit, God did give Miss McAdam an advantage when I had to think about who I could trust to live down there. No, no, you're a pretty girl, Eilish, but you're sensible. So, you're having the room and that's that.
Will the other girls not mind?
Oh, I expect so. What don't they mind?
A new girl with curly strawberry blonde hair.
Girls, you'll take Dolores to the dance with you on Saturday night, won't you?
There's a dance?
at the parish hall. There'll be no alcohol, but you can have fun without it. Patty and I aren't going this week. We're going to see a movie instead. Yeah, I'm sure Dolores would enjoy a movie just as well.
I would, very much. There's so many more movies here in New York than in Cavan.
Yes, surprising, isn't it? You'd think it'd be the other way around.
Of course, you would be welcome to join us, Dolores. So long as you don't mind being a gooseberry.
So you both miraculously found boyfriends over the last couple of days, did you? Well, I hope you have more luck with these than you did with the last few. Will you be going, Ailish?
Yes, Mrs. Keough.
Well, you can take Dolores then.
Of course.
At the parish hall, three couples dance on the otherwise empty dance floor. People sit watching from around the edge, and Ailish and Dolores look unimpressed.
God, there's nobody here. How are we supposed to get the fell if there's nobody here?
I expect most people will come after nine.
People or fellas?
Some of the people will be fellas.
I'd love to meet a fella. They came? The liars!
What a pair of bitches. That's what the old woman called them. She said they were all bitches.
Apart from you.
Ailish glances at Dolores and then heads over to join Patty and Diana.
Well, hello.
Hello. It's good to see you.
I can see why. Come with us.
Dolores watches them scamper off as more people join in the dance. In the toilet, Patty is putting lipstick on Ailish.
There. That's better. Now you don't look like you came in for milking the cows.
Is that what I look like?
Just a bit.
Nice, clean cows.
Later, Ailish concentrates as she dances with a man.
Not bad.
A good-looking young dark-haired man watches from the side.
Maybe we can have a dance later.
Sorry?
A dance later.
Oh, sure.
Would you like to dance?
He heads off with Patty, leaving Ailish standing alone. The dark-haired man approaches her.
Are you here with that guy? The one who was teaching you to dance?
No.
So would you dance for me?
I'm not sure you taught me anything.
Doesn't matter. The secret is to look as though you know what you're doing.
I wish someone had told me that years ago.
Come on.
He leads her onto the dance floor. Puts her arm over his shoulder in a traditional hold. Later, they're dancing slow and close, their cheeks touching. Patty watches as she dances with her partner.
Clinton Street.
Yeah? Because I'm on my way home. Can I walk in?
I'm going to say yes, and then I'm going to tell you why.
So I don't get the wrong idea.
I suppose so. Is there a girl in a white shirt sitting on her own over there?
Dolores.
You don't know her.
I do. She lives in my boarding house, and she's awful. If I leave with you, I'm sure she'd understand. You'd be rescuing me.
I get it.
With a smile, he takes her hand and walks her off the dance floor. Patty and Diana watch enviously. Outside, they walk through the snow-scattered streets in the dark.
I'm not Irish.
You don't sound Irish.
I need to make this clear. No part of me is Irish. I don't have Irish parents or grandparents or anything. I'm a
Italian. Well, my parents are, anyway.
So what were you doing at an Irish dance? Don't the Italians have dances?
Yeah, and I wouldn't want to take you to one. They behave like Italians only.
What does that mean?
Oh, you know.
No.
Hands.
Too many of them.
Oh, my, I guess it could seem that way if he was a girl. Listen. I want everything out in the open. I came to the Irish dance because I really like Irish girls.
And I was the only one who would dance with you?
Oh, no, it wasn't.
Oh, so you danced with loads of others?
He stares, but she smiles good-naturedly, and they walk off again.
This is me.
Can I take you next week? Maybe get something to eat first.
That'd be nice. Good night.
He stands smiling as she walks up to her front door. The following week, Eilish and Tony are sitting in a restaurant.
So, what do you do when you're not working?
Well, there's school. Just, you know, Brooklyn College. I'm studying bookkeeping.
You want to be a bookkeeper?
Well, I want to be an accountant one day, but yes, bookkeeping first.
Wow. Is that difficult?
I'm talking too much. Tell me about plumbing.
You know enough about plumbing already.
I don't know anything.
You know that taps drip and the toilets get blocked, and that's all you need to know. I mean, I don't know anything about bookkeeping.
Well, there's a lot to it. There's all the maths, of course, but that's not so complicated. The double entry system, that takes a while to get used to. And we study company law too, and that terrifies me. So we had to read about an insurance company that went bankrupt in the 1930s and all the legal issues that went along with that. She plays golf and she's really good at it. And if she'd been at the dance last Saturday, then I don't think he'd have looked at me twice because Rose is beautiful.
I'm worried. You haven't eaten anything.
Too busy talking.
Dinner time at the boarding house, and Patty and Diana smile at Eilish.
What is the matter with you girls now?
Nothing is the matter with us, Mrs. Keogh.
Is this all because Eilish has found herself a young man?
Eilish is a young man? We didn't know. She won't say anything about it.
And why should she? To you awful gossip mongers. Anyway, I met him on Saturday night when he called for Eilish, and he is a gentleman.
Will you tell us what you know about him, Mrs. Keogh? We know he's quite nice looking.
Didn't like his shoes much.
What on earth is wrong with his shoes?
They were a funny colour.
I tell you this much, I'm going to ask Father Flood to preach a sermon on the dangers of giddiness. I see now that giddiness is the eighth deadly sin. A giddy girl is every bit as evil as a slothful man, and the noise she makes is a lot worse. Enough!
Mrs. Keogh glares at them. Another evening, and Tony is waiting outside the college. Eilish stops by the door and smiles when she sees him. He looks up at her, and she approaches.
All I want to do is travel home with you. No food, no drink, no nothing. I know you gotta study and get some sleep. I'll take you to your house and say goodnight. Otherwise, it's too long to wait.
Now, they're sitting on the tram.
I want to ask you something, and you're gonna say, oh, it's too soon. I don't really know him well enough. We only been out a couple times. Oh, it's nothing so bad. It's just it's something that most guys did.
Please just ask. You're beginning to terrify me.
Oh. Sure. Will you come for dinner and meet my family sometime?
That's it. I'd love to.
You like Italian food?
Don't know. I've never eaten it.
It's the best food in the world.
Well, why would I not like it?
You're in a good mood, huh?
Yes. Why?
I like how you're being. don't know the word, when you go along with everything.
Amenable.
Yeah, amenable. Okay, so why are you being amenable? Can we go see a movie this week when you're not in night class?
I'll sign up for 2 movies.
Really?
Yes. Even if the first date is a disaster, I'll give it another chance.
He grins happily, then tries to play it cool, while she smiles gently.
Hot legs, next up! Hot
legs, next. At Bartocci's.
Something feels like it, but this is my first year, so I don't know how to judge.
Well, congratulations. You survived your first New York winter.
Ah, wasn't so bad.
Really? It's colder in Ireland?
Oh, no, it's colder here.
Over here, that's how we judge the winter, on how cold it is.
But you have heating everywhere. You're only cold outside.
I guess that's true. Thank you for your help.
Have a good day.
Eilish, you're like a different person. How did you do it? Maybe I can pass some advice on to the next poor girl who feels that way.
I met somebody, an Italian fella.
No, no, I'm not passing that on. I'd rather have them homesick than heartbroken. Does he talk about baseball all the time? Or his mother?
No.
Then keep him. There isn't another Italian man like him in New York.
A bowl of spaghetti.
Hold it. Now remember, you're getting off easy because we haven't got sauce.
Yeah. You have to remember that the sauce flies everywhere, so take it slowly.
I'm going to say splash anytime I see problems.
Good idea.
Can I start now?
Yeah. Go.
Eilish picks up a forkful of spaghetti and twists it in a spoon as Diana and Patty watch. She lifts it to her mouth.
Splash! You just splashed his mother, his father, and the walls.
Let's go again.
Dear Rose, I suppose the most important news is that I have a boyfriend. He isn't as important as Bartocci's in my night classes, I know that. But I want to tell you everything that's going on. Please don't mention it to Mammy, though. You know what she's like. He's decent and kind, and he has a job and he works hard. We go to the cinema on Wednesdays, and he takes me to Father Flood's dance on Saturdays. I think of you and Mother every single day. But Tony has helped me to feel that I have a life here I didn't have before I met him. My body was here, but my life was back in Ireland with you. Now it's halfway across the sea. So that's something, isn't it?
Rose sits tearfully on a bench by the river as she reads the letter. Tony leads Eilish up a staircase.
Oh, and I better warn you about Frankie.
He's the little one.
Yeah, he's 8 going on 18. I mean, he's nice and he's smart, but he's been talking and he's talking about all the things he's gonna say to you.
What sorts of things?
If we don't know, it could be anything. I mean, I tried to pay him money to go out and play ball with his friends, and my dad, he threatened him. But I think he's looking forward to causing trouble. So much so, I'll happily take a beating. This is us here. Ready?
She nods. Later, they're at the table with his parents and 3 brothers. They're eating spaghetti, and Eilish delicately twirls hers in a spoon and eats it carefully.
How did you learn to eat spaghetti like that?
I've been taking lessons.
Lessons? Like in a class? You can do that. Maybe I could teach it.
No, Diana, who lives in the boarding house with me, cooked me some spaghetti and made me try and eat it without making a mess.
So, what do you eat in Ireland? Just Irish stew?
Not just, we...
So first of all, I should say that we don't like Irish people.
Hey,
Frankie.
What? We don't. That is a well-known fact.
Why, Frankie?
Because a big gang of Irish beat Maurizio up and he had to get stitches. And because all the cops around here are Irish, nobody did anything about it.
There's probably 2 sides to it. I might have said something I shouldn't. You know, I can't remember now.
No, because they beat you up.
Anyway, they probably weren't all Irish.
No, they just had red hair and big legs.
All right.
Ow!
Excuse us.
All I can say in his defense is he's the only one else who'll get a college education.
If he can keep his mouth shut.
So, Tony tells me you go to college.
Oh, just night classes. I want to be a bookkeeper. I like working in the shop well enough, but I don't want to be there forever.
I'm sorry, Ailish. I'm an idiot. I'm a rude idiot.
So is Tony offered to take you to Ebbets Field when the season starts?
You like baseball?
He never mentioned the Dodgers? Not even once?
Tony, what's the matter with you?
You want to know why? Too much of this.
Anyway, you'll have to go to Ebbets Field if you want to see him in the summer.
They're that important to you?
Put it this way, if our kids end up supporting the Yankees or the Giants, it'd break my heart.
Mine too.
She's not laughing, Tony. I think it's too late. She's a Yanks fan.
Hey.
Oh, what are you talking about? What's wrong with you? She's a Yanks fan.
Later, Tony walks Ailish home in the dark. They stop, and he gives her a big hug. He holds her for a while, and then stares at her with a serious expression.
I love you.
I thank you for the evening. It was lovely.
She smiles briefly, then turns away, opening the gate to her front door. Tony stares after her. Later, she's in the bathroom staring at her reflection in the mirror.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'd finished.
She steps aside and goes, and stops and turns back.
Sheila, can I ask you something? Why aren't you married?
Because my husband met somebody else and left me.
Oh. I'm sorry. And, well, would you get married again?
Somebody asked you?
No. Not really.
I won't ask what that means. Would I get married again? No. I want to be waiting outside the bathroom in my boarding house forever. Of course I do. That's why I go to that wretched dance every week. I want to be waiting outside my own bathroom. While some bad-tempered fellow with hair grown out of his ears reads a newspaper on the toilet. Then I wish I was back here, talking to you.
They smile at each other, then Ailish walks away, leaving Sheila in the bathroom, staring at her own reflection. Another evening. Ailish steps out of the college and looks around. Her face falls when she sees Tony's not there. At the bottom of the empty steps, she checks her watch and then starts to leave.
Ailish! I'm sorry.
I didn't think you were coming.
Yeah, I know. I thought you were going to think that. That's why I wanted to be here, no matter what.
I need to say something to
you. Can we just talk about something else until we get to Mrs. Kehoe's?
It's not...
Please. So, 10 minutes before I'm supposed to meet you and I'm standing ankle deep in sewage just pouring through this old lady's ceiling. Yeah, even if you're thinking of inviting me in for a coffee, I'd have to say no for your sake.
So how did you fix it in 10 minutes?
I didn't. I spent a whole 10 minutes explaining to the lady I had to be somewhere and I'd be back, and she don't want to let me go.
So the sewage is still pouring through the ceiling?
Oh. Well, what's the difference between 6 inches of sewage and a foot?
You let me say what I want to say. I don't think you'll mind.
Okay.
You remember that... After I had dinner at your house, you told me you loved me. Well, I didn't really know what to say. But I know what to say now. I have thought about you. And I like you. And I like being with you. And maybe I feel the same way.
So the next time you tell me you love me, if there is a next time, I'll say I love you too.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Holy shit. Excuse my language, but I thought we were having a different kind of talk.
Can I go home now?
You love me?
Yes. But don't ask me anything else, and don't talk about our kids being Dodgers fans.
Oh, what, you want kids who like the Yankees?
Tony, please, don't push me.
All right, I'm sorry.
Dear Eilish, thank you so much for the nylons. The Bartocci wrapping paper makes them look so glamorous. It seems everything is so exciting and new compared to here. I can't wait for you to show it all to me one day. Oh, Eilish, you know I'm by your side, even when I'm not.
Rose looks at her mother and a tear rolls down her cheek. In Brooklyn, Eilish is walking along a sunny street carrying an envelope. She smiles as she goes. In the church, Father Flood reads her letter.
Yeah. You're marvellous, that's all I have to say. It looks to me as if you didn't just pass those exams. You flew through them. I can't remember the last time anyone came in here with good news.
I've saved some money. I'll be able to pay for next year's tuition and pay you back for last year.
One of my parishioners paid. He needed to do something for mankind, and I won't tell you why. He's not out of the woods yet either, so I can cough up for next year too.
I'd love to know what sort of woods he's in.
Yes, I'm sure you would, but you won't hear it from me. Qualifications and a boyfriend, Eilish. You're not the miserable young girl who wanted to go home last winter.
Seems like years ago.
Now, I think this is the first time any girl of mine has ever passed an exam while living here.
Have you told Tony yet, Eilish?
Of course.
Is he taking you out to celebrate?
We're going to Coney Island at the weekend.
Oh, boy.
What does that mean?
But do you have a bathing costume?
No, I was going to...
Do you have sunglasses?
No.
You need sunglasses. I read that if you don't have them on the beach this year, people will talk about you.
And what exactly will they say, Sheila?
That's the thing, Mrs. Kyo. You'd never know because they'd never say it to your face.
Oh, dear God. Diana's right, though, Eilish. You need to think carefully about your costume. It's the most Tony will ever have seen of you, and you don't want to put him off.
Miss Fortini to Eilish, trying on costumes.
You'll have to shave down there. I'll give you a razor that'll do the trick.
She checks her bottom.
You're all right there for the moment, and most Italian men appreciate a fuller figure. But watch yourself over the summer. The black's too dark for your pale skin. Let's see you in the green.
Eilish is now walking with Tony. They're both wearing sunglasses and carrying candy floss and rolled up towels. They stand at some railings and look out over the busy beach. Now they're picking their way through the families on the sand. Tony holds up towels while Eilish changes inside them.
Why didn't you tell me to put my costume on underneath my clothes?
I thought you'd know.
Right, I'm ready.
He looks appreciatively at her body in her jade green halter neck swimsuit.
Tony.
What?
Dear Rose, thank you for your letter. I was happy to hear about your golf tournament. You must have been really pleased. I still miss you and Mother and think about you every day. But I think I can say that for the first time since I've been in America, I'm really happy. This is a lot to do with Tony. At the weekend, he took me to see the Brooklyn Dodgers, the baseball team he loves. They lost, so he was annoyed. But I've also started to look for office work, too. I had an interview this week at a textile firm here in Brooklyn.
Rose?
Who'd have thought there would be two bookkeepers in the family?
Rose?
I'll soon be able to afford to come home and see you and Mammy.
Rose.
Her mother finds Rose lying dead on the floor in her bedroom. She cradles her lifeless daughter. Now, she's in the street watching as Rose's body is carried into an ambulance. Eilish is working in Bartocci's when Father Flood and Miss Fortini arrive with somber expressions. When she spots them, Father Flood takes off his hat and they approach. In the staff room.
It was sudden. I think perhaps she was ill, and she knew she was ill, and she didn't tell anybody.
What'll happen?
What can happen?
When will they bury her?
Tomorrow.
Without me?
Without you. You're too far away, Eilish.
Why did I ever come here?
Rose wanted a better life for you. She loved her while you were doing.
But I'll never see her again. That's right, isn't it, Father? I'll never see her again.
You know that I think you will. And that she'll be watching over you every day for the rest of your life.
Another day, and Eilish is in Father Flood's office. He gestures for her to answer the phone.
Hello, Mammy?
Can you hear me now? Hello?
I can't really hear you.
Well, the rain held off anyway. And the whole of our golf club came, every single one of them. We had a real house full afterwards. Are you still there?
Yes.
People really loved her, Eilish. Her friends from work, the neighbours, everybody. Nobody knew what to say to me. When your daddy died, I said to myself that I shouldn't grieve too much because I had the two of you. And then when you went to America, I told myself the same thing because she was here with me. But everyone's gone, Eilish. I have nobody.
Father Flood puts a comforting hand on Eilish's shoulder as she covers her mouth and cries. Another day. And Eilish is leaning on Tony's shoulder in the diner.
I can't bear it, Tony.
You want to go home, I guess.
How would it be for you if I did go home?
I'd be afraid every single day.
Afraid that I wouldn't come back.
She looks thoughtful.
I'm not sure I have a home anymore.
You're not going to work tomorrow, are you? After the mass, can I take you somewhere?
She nods and he kisses her forehead tenderly. The next day, they're standing in a large meadow with a line of trees along the bottom.
This is it. We're gonna build 5 houses here, if we can. And Mom and Dad, they're gonna have one because Ma always wanted a house with a backyard. We'll sell 3. And the other one, My brothers, they asked me if I wanted it, and I said that I did. So, I guess what I'm saying is you want to live out here on Long Island. I mean, I know it doesn't look like much right now, but all the land around here has been sold, so we wouldn't be on our own, and there'd be telephone cables and electricity and everything.
Ailish looks around.
We're gonna set up a company. A building company, the three of us. And I'ma do the plumbing, and Lawrence will do the carpentry, and...
He watches her.
Don't go all quiet on me. At least tell me you think about it.
I don't need to think about it.
He pulls her to him and smiles as they hug. They stand together in the vast field under the cloudy blue sky. Nighttime, and Ailish is lying on her bed staring up at the ceiling. In Ireland, her haggard and drawn mother wears black mourning clothes as she sits praying in church. Back in Brooklyn, Ailish suddenly sits up. Now she's at Tony's front door. Out in the empty nighttime streets.
It's just for a month or so. I know it'd make her feel a little better.
They stop in the park and he tenderly touches her hair.
Will you marry me before you leave?
You don't trust me to come back?
Marry me. We don't have to tell anybody. We just do it quickly. Just keep it between us.
Why do you want to do it?
Because if we don't, I'm gonna go crazy.
Would a promise not be the same?
If you can promise, you can easily do this.
They stare at each other, and then Ailish nods slightly. Then, more obviously, with a smile on her face. She rests her head on his shoulder, and they hug, alone by the dark park benches. Now she's leading him through the gate to her front door. They tiptoe inside. She switches on a table lamp and turns to him.
So this is it? This is where you live?
Yes. And if you make one tiny noise, she'll evict me.
Tony bites his lips, and Ailish steps forward and kisses him. They share a lingering kiss. Then she pushes off his jacket. They begin undressing each other, untucking shirts and kicking off shoes. They momentarily stop kissing as Tony slowly unbuttons Ailish's blouse. She pulls it off and lifts up her skirt, and he lays her gently on the bed. They listen.
There's no point in worrying now. Stay with me.
He strokes her hair. A new day, and Tony and Ailish are smartly dressed and walking along a busy road. They climb steps into an imposing stone building. Inside, Ailish smiles at Tony as a young boy waits impatiently with his family. He throws a ball and Tony picks it up.
Do you want to play?
Yeah, sure.
All right, here we go. One bat coming up, huh? I'll take that. All right, you ready? Hands up.
Yep.
All right. Boom! Oh, right down the third baseline.
Is he annoying you? He was annoying me.
Oh, no. I got a brother the exact same age. Hey, are you Irish?
Is it so obvious?
I'm just about to marry an Irish girl, so I guess I noticed some more. There are a lot of you in Brooklyn.
Sometimes it seems as though there can't be anybody left at home. Where's your girl from?
Enniscorthy, County Wexford.
Yeah, I think my wife has family there.
Hey, Ailish, come here a sec.
Anthony Fiorello and Ailish Lacey.
Ailish takes a deep breath and they follow the man arm in arm. That night, they're kissing outside the boarding house.
Will we ever tell our children we did this?
Maybe we'll save it for some anniversary.
I wonder what they'll think of it.
He smiles at her and they kiss again. Back in Ireland, Ailish comes out of the church with her mother. She's wearing a sunny yellow dress and a black lace scarf over her head, which she pulls off. Nancy's waiting and walks up to her grinning.
Nancy, you look so glamorous.
I told you so.
I'm so sorry about Rose. Thank you. How are you?
A ring.
No.
I knew, but I wanted to let Nancy tell you herself.
I'm so glad you can come to the wedding.
Can I?
Your mother accepted the invitation on your behalf.
When is it?
The 27th of August. Will you come out with George and me tomorrow night? Annette wants to see you too.
Oh, I don't mind. I'll have to find you a key. I don't want you getting me out of bed.
We all want to hear what life in New York is like.
Oh,
try and think of something to say.
Nancy goes and Ailish links arms with Mrs. Lacey.
I'm booked to go back to New York on the 21st.
Oh, you can wait an extra week to see your best friend married.
Later, Ailish is walking alone through the cemetery. She takes out her wedding ring and puts it on as she carries a small posy of white flowers. The sun shines from behind clouds as Ailish kneels at Rose's freshly dug grave. She gently places the posy at the bottom of the gravestone Rose shares with her father, Thomas.
I can't believe I'm married to someone you'll never know. Would you like him? I know you would. He's sweet. And he's funny. And he's got these wonderful eyes.
She stands sadly.
I wish everything were different.
She looks down at the wreaths of blue and white flowers. Another day at home. Ailish and Mrs. Lacey are replying to letters.
So now, Mrs. O'Toole from Cush.
Do we really have to do this? Getting a letter of condolence isn't like getting a birthday present, is it? What if Mrs. O'Toole from Cush writes back to thank you for your thank you?
Then I'll thank her.
And you'd be happy to spend the rest of your life like that?
It's not as if I've anything else to do, nor anybody else to talk to. It might as well be Mrs. O'Toole from Cush.
What do you want me to say? Oh, that'll be Nancy and Annette.
Off you go. Enjoy yourself.
Mrs. Lacey reaches out for the writing set. Outside, Eilish sees Nancy and George in the car, along with another man. She forces a smile and climbs in.
Eilish, this is Jim Farrell.
It's a great pleasure to meet you.
Eilish gives Nancy a look.
We could try the Connaught Hotel bar. Or maybe a few of the fellas from the rugby club there.
Okay.
Do you have to be with other fellas from the rugby club all the time?
No. But Nancy told us we wouldn't be allowed to talk to you because you have too much to say to each other, so we're just looking for company.
Oh, well.
Do you not like the fellas from the rugby club, Eilish?
I don't particularly, George. When I first went to America, I missed every single thing about Enniscarthy, except one.
We're not all the same.
You all look the same. It's the blazer and the hair oil.
Nancy laughs. Later, they climb out of the car.
Nancy. Where's Annette? And why has he come?
He's very nice, so don't be too hard on him.
Is this the same Jim Farrell that was engaged to Kathleen Cassidy? What happened to her?
He broke it off. He didn't think she was serious about him. He was very upset for a while, but he's over her now.
Nancy, I'm going back.
But you can have a bit of fun while you're here, can't you? Come on, George.
Jim waits for Eilish.
How's your mother?
Oh, she's... Well, she's sad. She's got much older very quickly.
It was a terrible thing. We all went to the funeral mass, my mother and father and myself.
I didn't know that.
My mother played golf with her, you know. She's very fond of her. It was the saddest thing to happen in the town that I can remember.
Thank you.
Come on, you two.
Later.
And what about the skyscrapers?
Ah, but that's Manhattan. I live in Brooklyn, and I work in Brooklyn, and if I go out, I go out in Brooklyn. All the skyscrapers are across the river.
You don't make it sound very glamorous.
It's not really.
Not even, what do you call it, the department store where you work?
Oh, Bartocci's. Well, it sells lovely things, but I can't afford many of them, and I don't like the work, so.
What would you like to do?
I want to do what Rose did. I want to work in an office and deal with numbers.
Well, you should call in at Davis's. They haven't managed to replace Rose, you know.
I'll be going back to New York straight after the wedding.
But you might want to earn a little money in the meantime. I'm sure they'd be glad to have you.
But you just want her to stay.
I'm only thinking of Eilish.
Do you hear that, Eilish? I was only thinking of you.
She smiles gently and sips her drink. In a car on the way home...
That's it. Remember, Mrs. Grogan didn't always take it.
Eilish smiles happily as she waves them off, and she turns and walks up to the front door. Inside, her mother is reading the newspaper and drinking a cup of tea.
How was your evening?
It was very nice, thank you.
Was that Jim Farrell I saw in the car with them?
It was.
His parents are moving, you know. They're retiring to the country. He'll be in that big house on his own.
Is that right?
He's a catch for someone.
Good night, Mummy.
Mrs. Lazy watches her go. Another day, Eilish is walking home past children playing in the street.
Hello, Eilish.
Hello, Miss Brennan.
They turn and look at Eilish, who's glamorous in her sundress and cat's eye sunglasses. At home...
Thank goodness you're back.
What's the matter?
A lad from Davis's came round. They have a problem in their accounts department. They need you up there straight away.
Is that all? I'll just put the shopping away.
No, leave it. Straight away, the young fella said.
It doesn't matter what he said, Mother. I'm not an employee. I'd be doing them a favour.
Please, let me do the shopping.
Eilish gives her a look as she grabs her cardigan and heads to the front door. At the office...
The problem is that it's our busy season, so all the mill workers and drivers did overtime last week. Well, they filled out the overtime slips, but there's been nobody here to work it all out and to add to the wage slips. And some of the men have started to complain, and I can't blame them. As you can see, it's all a terrible mess.
Well, if you leave me for a couple of hours, I can work out a system so that whoever comes in after me won't have any trouble.
The woman smiles and goes, and Eilish gets to work. Later.
Hello, Eilish. Maria has been telling me you've done the most marvellous job here.
Thank you.
We should have known you would, of course. You're Rose's sister, after all. I'm told you have a certificate in bookkeeping. Is it American bookkeeping?
I got the certificate in America, but the two systems are very similar.
Well, we'll certainly need someone to deal with wages and so on during the busy season. So I'd like you to continue on a part-time basis. Let's see how that goes, and then we'll speak again.
I'll be going back to the United States soon.
As I say, let you and I speak again before we make any firm decisions one way or the other.
Yes, Mr. Brown. Of course. Thank you.
Now, if you go and see Maria, she'll have your money for today.
Eilish sighs and goes back to her work. Another day, and Eilish puts a fresh posy of flowers on Rose's grave, which has since been covered with pebbles. She takes the old flowers and looks thoughtful as she kneels, then stands and walks slowly away. A bright and sunny day, and Eilish walks with Nancy, George and Jim up some sand dunes as they carry rolled-up towels. They reach the top of the tall dunes, then stand amongst the spiky long grass and look out over the ocean. Eilish takes off her sunglasses and blinks in the bright sunlight as she looks at the deserted beach.
I'd forgotten.
What?
This.
You have beaches in Brooklyn?
Yes, but they're just very crowded.
There'll probably be quite a few walkers along here later.
Yes. It's still not the same.
I'm sure it's not. We don't really know anything of the rest of the world. You must seem very backward to you now.
Of course not. You seem calm and civilized and charming.
She smiles at him.
Come on!
They follow the other couple down the dunes and onto the beach.
Your mother wanted you to know that the golf club is inaugurating a prize in Rose's name. Special trophy for the best score by a lady newcomer at the club. It's always very nice to the newcomers, my mother says. I hope you're pleased.
She nods.
Yes. Of course. So, every year, someone will win the Rose Lacey trophy.
Yeah, every year. As long as there's a golf club. And I think she'd like you to come along and present it to the first winner. Yeah, and my mother would like to meet you too, by the way. I'm supposed to arrange a time when you can come around for tea.
Thank you. I'd like that.
She smiles at him.
I wish it had been like this before I went. Before Rose died.
Like what?
There was nothing here for me before. Now I have a job and...
Here?
The four of them stand together on the sands, taking off their clothes. Eilish reveals her swimsuit underneath, while the others struggle to change under their towels. Nancy frowns.
An American trick.
Yes, it's a good one, isn't it?
It's depressing, though, that we don't think of things like that, isn't it? I mean, how long have they known about it? 100 years, probably.
Don't think they had bathing suits like that 100 years ago. We still don't have them now.
Well, come on.
In Brooklyn, Frankie is doing schoolwork when Tony comes in.
You want to go see the Dodgers on Saturday?
Sure.
Okay. You do something for me?
What?
If you laugh or you say anything about this to anybody in the family, you don't get to go see the Dodgers on Saturday or any other day of the season. Also, you get a beating.
Maybe it's just better if I don't get involved.
I really need your help, Frankie. You know you're the best writer and reader in the family.
Yeah.
I'm trying to write to Eilish, and I want it to be, I don't know.
You've wrote before already, about 5 times.
Yeah, but they're no good, Frankie, and she's only written back once. She's never read my writing before. I'm worried. I'm putting her off me.
Listen, I'm 8 years old. I don't know anything about kissing.
You don't need to know anything about kissing. You need to know about spelling and
grammar.
Yeah. You look.
Frankie takes the letter and looks at it.
Dear Eilish, I hope that you are doing well in Ireland. I hope that your mother's feeling less sad. It will not be long before your friend gets married and you can come home. This week, it's like the whole world's basements are flooding. I fixed 3. I've been working hard. I've been saving money. And everybody asks me about you all the time.
You missed out on E, I think. It's everybody.
Anyway, I think that is all my news. Mom and Dad and all my brothers, they all say hello. I think about you most minutes and most days. Even when I go see the Dodgers, I do not concentrate on the games. With love, your Tony.
Mrs. Lacey peeks out of the curtains as Jim drops Eilish home. Another day, and Eilish returns to the house and spots Tony's letter on the side. She picks it up and turns it over as if to open it, but she doesn't. Later, she's in her room staring at the envelope and turning it over in her hands. After a moment, she places it unopened along with others in her bedside table drawer. She sits, looking sad and thoughtful. In a restaurant with Jim, they stare down at the menus.
No hair oil. Well, that's not a blazer, it's a sports jacket. Have you come out in disguise, Jim Farrell? Are you trying to trick me?
I knew what you meant when you said we were all the same. It made me think that my life must seem very easy to you. I run my father's bar. I'm going to live in my parents' house. I know what that must look like from the outside, but it doesn't feel like that.
What does it feel like?
I've never been anywhere. I've never even been to England, but I'd like to see London and Paris and Rome, New York. It frightens me, the idea of dying without ever leaving Ireland. And there are other things, too. I'm so sorry. I wanted to ask you 1,000 things, and all I've done is talked.
I'm glad.
Really?
Yes.
Will you finish that wretched pipe and sit with us?
I can hear perfectly well from where I am.
We're not here to provide you with entertainment.
Oh, don't you worry. I found that out many years ago.
Oh, just ignore him, Eilish. It's as well Jim takes after me, not him.
Speak up.
Are you looking forward to your move?
I will miss Enniscorthy, but it's lovely and quiet in Glenbryne.
Mother's worried about leaving me here on my own. She thinks I'll destroy the place.
And I'm hoping you won't be on your own forever.
I'm sure he won't. I mean,
God, aren't we blessed with this weather?
It's lovely.
Say the summer's in New York.
It can be, yes.
Jim looks hopefully at Eilish as he chats. Nighttime, and Eilish is surrounded by Tony's now opened letters.
Dear Tony, thank you for your letters. I want you to know that I don't know what I want you to know.
She closes her eyes, then screws up her writing paper. A sunny day, approaching church with Jim and Mrs. Lacey.
Don't want to be sitting right at the back.
I will make sure you get the best seats in the house.
But I wouldn't feel right sitting up there with Nancy and George.
We'll find the second best seats in the house then. Would you like me to run ahead and save you a couple of places, Mrs. Lacey?
Would you mind, Jim? That'd be grand. Such a gentleman, isn't he?
He is.
Came along at just the right time for us.
I invite you now, Nancy, to declare before God and his church your consent to become George's wife.
I promise to be true to you in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health. I will love you and honor you all the days of my life.
The rings.
Eilish stares ahead as Jim smiles at her.
Lord, bless these rings. Grant that those who wear them may always be faithful to each other. May they do your will and live in peace with you in mutual love. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Eilish breathes deeply as she listens. After the service, an older woman approaches her.
Your mother tells me things are working out very well for you in Enniscorthy, Eilish.
It was a lovely service.
And Mr. and Mrs. Farrell are moving out to Glenbryne. So, Jim?
Yes, I know. Jim and I promised my mother we'd take her back to the car.
Do you hear that? Jim and I. It won't be long now, but the sound of it. And your mother will have a wonderful day out.
Will you excuse me?
Later, Eilish and Jim are dancing together.
Can we talk?
What about?
The future. I can't let you just go back to America without saying anything. I regret it for the rest of my life. So, I don't want you to go. I want you to stay here with me. And I know that means asking you another question. But I don't want to bombard you. So I'll save that one for later.
She looks up at him.
Thank you. I'm grateful. And I'm flattered.
That's all.
No. No, of course not. I'd imagined a different life for myself.
I understand. But your life here could be just as good. Better, even, maybe.
She stares at him thoughtfully and then rests her head on his shoulder as they sway in time to the music. She clutches him tightly to her and rests her cheek against his. She stares ahead, lost in thought. The assistant from Miss Kelly's shop is waiting outside Eilish's home, looking anxious.
Mary! I was just coming to fetch you.
To fetch me?
I haven't worked for Miss Kelly for a long time, Mary.
Oh, please come, Eilish. She told me not to come back without you. You know what she's like.
Eilish frowns and they head off. At the store...
You look after things for 5 minutes while I'm upstairs with Eilish, please, Mary. There are no customers in there at the moment, so I don't think you can make too much of a mess of things.
The younger women exchange a look and Eilish follows Miss Kelly to a different door. Upstairs in the flat, Miss Kelly sits down and gestures for Eilish to join her.
So, how have you been getting on?
Very well, thanks, Miss Kelly.
I heard that you're working over in Davis's, in the accounts department.
That's right.
And there's lots of talk about you and young Jim Farrell.
Oh, well, you know what people are like. They love to talk.
Yes. Do you remember Mrs. Brady? She usually comes into the shop on Sunday morning for her rashers. No. Well, you have a very busy life now, what with one thing and another. Anyway, Mrs. Brady has a niece living in Brooklyn. The world is a small place, isn't it? She had a letter from her a couple of weeks back.
And what did it say?
Oh, only that she'd been to a wedding at the City Hall. And her husband bumped into a girl from Enniscorthy who was getting married there.
I'm not sure what you're telling me, Miss Kelly. He didn't bump into me.
Oh, you can't fool me, Miss Lacey. Although I'm not sure that that's your name any longer, is it? He couldn't remember. Something Italian, he thought.
Eilish stares at her.
I'd forgotten.
You'd forgotten? What a thing!
I'd forgotten what this town is like. What were you planning to do, Miss Kelly? Keep me away from Jim? Stop me from going back to America? Perhaps you didn't even know.
Miss Kelly's smile has gone and Eilish stands up.
My name is Eilish Fiorello.
With a glare, Eilish turns and walks off. Outside in the street, she closes her eyes and breathes heavily. She opens them. Now she's striding purposefully along, and she enters the post office. She's in a telephone box.
Thank you.
How can I help?
Hello. I'd like to make a reservation for the next available sailing from Cove to New York.
I think people spend even more money after a wedding. Nancy's mother must have been in every shop in the town. She was buying firelighters and brooms. Firelighters in August. But she'd seen Mrs. Stapleton in there and she hadn't had a chance to go through the whole day in detail with her. Eilish, what's the matter? Has something happened with Jim?
Mammy, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm married. I got married in Brooklyn before I came home. And I should have told you. I should have told you as soon as I got back.
Mrs. Lacey looks away in shock.
I want to be with him. I want to be with my husband.
Of course. Is he nice?
Yes.
He'd have to be nice if you married him. So you're going back?
Yes. Tomorrow.
Are you on the early train?
Mrs. Lacey glances at her, then looks away.
I'm going to bed.
Mammy, it's not even 8 o'clock. You don't have to.
I'm very tired. And I'd like to say goodbye now. And only once.
A tearful Eilish stands up and hugs her mother. They stand, clinging to each other. Mrs. Lacey frowns as she desperately clutches Eilish to her. They slowly pull apart.
Perhaps you'll write and tell me about him.
I will.
Good night, Eilish.
With a sad expression, Mrs. Lacey turns and slowly walks over to the hallway where she climbs the stairs. Eilish watches her, then her brow wrinkles and tears fall down her cheeks. She covers her mouth as she cries. Upstairs in her room, Eilish picks up some framed photos and places them into her now-packed suitcase. She looks around her room slowly and thoughtfully, taking in the pictures on the wall, the floral curtains, and the patterned wallpaper. Eilish then walks towards Rose's room. She slowly approaches the neatly made bed and looks around at the pictures and mirror above the fireplace. She reaches out to gently touch Rose's watch and necklace laid on the mantelpiece. Back in her room, Eilish closes her suitcase. Now, she's sitting on a train looking out of the window at the hills and fields of cows as she passes. Jim finds an envelope on his doormat. He stands still as he opens it and reads the letter. He breathes heavily as he looks at it. Eilish is standing on board the ship, staring over the ocean. A younger woman behind looks at her.
So are you away to live in America?
No.
Just visiting?
No, I live there already.
Really? What's it like?
It's a big place.
I'm gonna live in Brooklyn, New York. Do you know it?
Yes.
People say that there's so many Irish people there. It's like home. Is that right?
Eilish turns to her and nods.
Yes. It's just like home.
The young woman smiles and looks back out to sea. Eilish turns to her again.
You're not to eat.
But I might be there years.
No, you can eat when you get there. Don't eat on the boat. It'll stop you getting so sick. Do you promise me?
I promise.
And in a moment, I want you to go straight down to your cabin and lock the bathroom door on your side. When next door starts hammering, you can negotiate. When you get to immigration, keep your eyes wide open. Look as if you know where you're going. You have to think like an American. You'll feel so homesick that you'll want to die. And there's nothing you can do about it, apart from endure it. But you will. And it won't kill you.
In Brooklyn, Eilish is resting against a wall in the sunshine with her eyes closed. Tony comes out of the bakery opposite with his brother, who notices her.
And one day, the sun will come out. You might not even notice straight away. It'll be that faint. And then you'll catch yourself thinking about something or someone who has no connection with the past. Someone who's only yours. And you'll realise that this is where your life is.
They look at each other for a moment before hugging tightly.